It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
Today. In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Wednesday, everybody. So delighted to have you listening in here on VPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. And tell your friends that we are praying on the hour, every hour, and around the globe, around the clock, believing for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. Of course, that includes revival in your own personal life, revival in your family, in your home, revival in your church, revival in your city, a reviving, a spiritual awakening, encounters with the Holy Ghost. And so we just pray today that the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in this prayer service today, in the name of Jesus, and in your own individual life today. So I come to tell you that you can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can have what God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be. You can start what God says you can start. You can finish what God says you can finish. You can live where God says you can live. You can give what God says you can give. You can say what God says you can say. You can bless who God says you can bless. You can receive what God says you can receive. You can sow where God says you can sow. You can reap where God says you can reap. You can meet who God says you can meet. You can pay off what God says you can pay off. You can drive where God says you can drive. You can drive what God says you can drive. You can fly where God says you can fly. You can minister where God says you can minister. You can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens you. So today is a good day. And Father God, we come boldly into your presence today by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. And we pray today that the will, plan, and purpose of God be done here on BPNradio.com, here on BPN Radio today. And I am so delighted to be able to pray in Jesus' name. Well, we're going to pray for individual needs. We're going to pray for our nation. And we know that as new people take office this week, I've got a new governor here in the state of Texas this week, and by the name of Greg Abbott. Greg Abbott's in a wheelchair. He had an accident several years ago, but he's a man of God. He's a very conservative man. I'm praying for my new governor, Greg Abbott. We know that there's new people that are serving in the 114th Congress, and we pray for them today as people take positions in the mayor's position, school board, city council, other places. We pray for those who are in authority, as the Bible taught us to pray, including our president, who's given his State of the Union address, and we got many things to pray about concerning some of the statements that were made on his address. We need to pray, and we're going to pray. We have Dr. Tom Peters on the broadcast with us today, a man who's pastored one church 40 years, church that grew from less than 10 people to over 4,000. He's going to be talking about your prayer life, the life of the church, and he's going to be talking about dreams and visions. So you don't want to miss Dr. Tom Peters, my longtime friend, on the telephone, and we're going to be there in just a moment. But I do want to, as we pray for cities across America, we're going to have a song by Godfrey Bertel that talks about the city, and I'm certainly praying for my city of Austin, Texas. I know that you are too, and so we're praying for cities as well today. Alexandria, Louisiana, we have almost 700 cities that are praying with us here on the Breakout Prayer Network. Altus, Oklahoma, Alton, Illinois, Amarillo, Texas. We just give a shout out to a bunch of cities today. Andrews, North Carolina, Antioch, California, Arlington, Texas, Athens, Georgia is praying with us, as well as Austin, Texas, which I'm very thankful. And we have Azle, Texas, and Bastrop, Texas, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We have Baytown, Texas. We have a lot of cities. I'm just going through the cities here, just giving a shout out to certain cities: Bedford, Texas; Belmont, North Carolina; Bentonville, Arkansas; Berlin, Germany; Bethany, Oklahoma; Blairsville, Georgia; Blanco, Texas; Bloomington, Indiana; Boca Raton, Florida; Borger, Texas; and Branson, Missouri, Brighton, Maine; and Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Bryan, Texas, going to be there next month. Burbank, California is praying with us, as well as Carlton, Michigan; Carnegie, Oklahoma; Carson City, Nevada; Center Point, Texas; Chula Vista, California; Cincinnati, Ohio; Church Point, Louisiana; Cleburne, Texas; and Clewiston, Florida. We have Clovis, New Mexico; Coconut Creek, Florida, praying with us today; Colorado Springs, Colorado; Concord, California, will be there next month; Corpus Christi, Texas, as well as Dallas, Texas; Dell City, Oklahoma; Delray Beach, Florida; Dinuba, California; Elgin, South Carolina, as well as Enid, Oklahoma; Euless, Texas; Farmington, Missouri is praying with us; Forest Hill, Louisiana; Fort Worth, Texas is praying with us; Fritz, Texas. We have Georgetown, Texas, as well as Gastonian, North Carolina. We have Gorham, Maine; Granbury, Texas; Granite City, Illinois; Green Acres, Florida; Guyton, Georgia. We have Haltom City, Texas; Harrison, Arkansas, Hayesville, North Carolina, Hendersonville, North Carolina, Highlands, Texas, Houston, Texas, and Humble, Texas, as well as a lot of other cities all across America. So, Father, we pray for cities today, that you would send revival to cities. And we pray for 1,000 prayer centers in 1,000 cities with 1,000 prayer leaders in America. Lord, we pray for cities. Would you just take a moment to pray for your city right now? Would you pray for your city in the name of Jesus? Lord, we pray for revival, a spiritual awakening in our cities. We pray that pastors will pray together and churches will pray together as we pray for our city. So we're thankful for that. Godfrey Bertel is going to talk about the city as we pray for our city right here on the Breakout Prayer Network.
Tonight we hold on to you, Lord, in this gateway place of Nashville. Tonight, Lord God, we're seekers of your kingdom, seekers of your way, Lord God. And we stand in this place holding on to you as we turn back the battle. At this gateway tonight, we seek the peace of the city. Seek the peace of the city of Nashville.
Come, let us seek a peace for this city. For in its welfare, we will have peace. And though it's been scarred by sin and bloodshed,
we declare
the day is turning, city be healed. Across this field to
lift Jesus high and put back his standard. The red day is turned.
Well, it's a privilege to have here on BPN Radio today a longtime friend of mine. In fact, we go all the way back to 1987, Dr. Tom Peters, who pastored the Great Trinity Church International for 40 years, and an incredible man of prayer and dreams and visions. And the church under his leadership grew from just to less than 10 people to begin with to about 4,000 or so. And he's a remarkable man pastoring there in the West Palm Beach, Florida area. So, Pastor Tom Peters, it's a delight to have you on BPN Radio today.
Well, it's my delight. Good talking with you, Dale.
And we have been friends for a long time. I've been ministering there at that great church since 1987. And we're very close, with the exception of Tom Peters is a Longhorn fan, and I'm not going to say what I am on the radio, but anyhow, he's a great man, a great preacher, and a man of prayer. So I know that the church grew as a result of prayer, and talk to me about your personal prayer journey and about the prayer journey of the church and how long it went on and what happened during that time.
Well, of course, you remember you came and led prayer here in 1987. That's when I first met you. And you led prayer for us. And, of course, we've had you back on numerous occasions. You've already mentioned that, but on numerous occasions. And you would lead prayer while you were here. And so we had, I think, on one occasion, we had about a 10-week meeting with you, 11 weeks.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. And of course, we emphasize prayer all of that time, but prayer has always been a part of my life and a part of my ministry. And, you know, John Wesley said that God does nothing except in answer to prayer. And I really believe that, that we must pray. And God's not interested in good preaching. He's interested in good praying.
Yeah.
And good praying produces good preaching. So I've been doing it. I've been praying all of my ministry. I've been praying, but I stepped it up over the years and began to increase my time of prayer. I always felt that at least by 8 o'clock in the morning, every pastor should have at least spent an hour a day with God and an hour in the Word of God as well as prayer. I may not arrive there every day at 8, but that's always been my heart's desire, and that's what I shoot for.
Well, I know that you have been the Trinity Church International there in Lake Worth, Palm Beach County, Florida, has been one of the most consistent churches in prayer that I've been in relationship with all these years. And the church over the years has had prayer practically every day, haven't you?
Yes, every morning during the week, Monday through Friday, we have morning prayer at 6, and then again at noon every day, Monday through Friday, we have prayer. And, of course, I turned the church over to my son, and he stepped it up, and he's having corporate prayer, not only at 6 in the morning, but also noon every day as well.
Wow, so you guys have been doing that for a long time. I think you probably started about 1987 when I first came, right?
That's exactly when we started. That's the first corporate prayer in the morning. That's when we started, right after you were with us. Of course, it bore witness with us. We were praying anyway, but not like that actually kicked it off and really started it even more so. So you made a profound impact upon our ministry here and consequently around the world.
Well, I'm very thankful. And, you know, for 5 years, Gene and I went from 1985 to 1990. We went across America, different places of the world, just teaching and encouraging and helping churches start to pray in the morning. And that went for several years, and I really believe it made a major difference in America. And but slowly, churches begin to drop their corporate prayers from 5 days a week to 3 days a week to 1 day a week. And regretfully say that most churches now, you cannot hardly find any churches having corporate prayer. But you guys started and you never stopped, and you've been very consistent, I'm sure, because you believe in that you're making a difference, the power of prayer and the growth and the people that get saved. I mean, Trinity Church International, you guys have people saved all the time, don't you?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Of course, we believe that we just pray the people in and teach our people to pray them in. And when they get here, we give an altar call. It's just a part of everything we do. And we've had so, so many saved. For a while, we were having about 1,200 a year, around 30 a month that were walking the aisles. So sometimes much more than 30. And but then again, sometimes less. But about 1,200 a year.
Well, you've done a tremendous job there. I know that in the 90s, I helped burn the mortgage on your building, and you said we're never going to go in debt again. And you built all of your buildings and completing a beautiful gym. You've been all those buildings just debt-free. And I know that is an amazing feat because God put that in your heart.
Yeah, since 1995, we have been out of debt. And I've always said it's much easier to get out of debt, which is actually a hard thing to do, is to retire debt. But once you get out of debt, the hardest thing is to stay out of debt.
Yeah.
But we've been able to stay out, and we still build by just paying for it as we go.
Yeah. Well, I know that's a tremendous church, and when I come there to minister and I look out the window and see all the hundreds and hundreds of cars parking out there everywhere, people coming in. You know, it's just it's a very encouraging sight to watch thousands of people come. And I know that over the years, we have ministered together in many different places. And, you know, I affectionately call you my brother because I never had a brother. And you've been a tremendous blessing to my life over the years, encouragement. I've seen your faith. I've seen your consistency. I've seen your determination. And I've been so blessed over the years by your messages, your teachings, your preaching on dreams and visions. And so here on BPN Radio today, I'd just like you to talk to the people about dreams and visions, because I know that you have done this many, many times in many, many places, and there's a lot of people. The Bible says if we don't have a dream or a vision, we perish. So I believe that's what's happening to a lot of pastors, a lot of churches. So talk to us about dreams and visions.
Well, I believe that many people get confused, and they wonder, you know, what's the difference between a dream and a vision? And, of course, they're synonymous. You know, they're one and the same. However, the dream always comes first, and I believe it comes from a sanctified imagination. When a person can get along with God through the power of prayer and begin to, in his own heart and in mind, begin to develop the vision of God, but it comes first with a dream, and he begins to dream. And here's the way it works. Dreams fuel or ignite visions. Every big vision first was a big dream. And so they work together. They move together. And I think having that understanding, you know, it removes a lot of confusion. But just knowing that the dream always comes first before the vision comes. But they work together, like I say, one and the same. But we've always, and I preach this way, I believe that a man without a vision, or let's say a church without a vision, of course you've got people listening to you today that are businessmen, businesswomen, we should always have a vision of what God wants us to do in our place of business. I even believe in our families. We teach that here, that you know, get a vision and get the dream, and then develop it into a vision for your business, and get your employees involved in what you're doing, and share that with them, because a man without a vision, or a church without a vision, is like an automobile without an engine, or a sailboat without a sail, or a carpenter without a hammer.
Yeah.
But hammer for the carpenter, the sail for the sailboat, the engine for the automobile is one word, and that is vision. Yeah. Show me somebody without a vision, and I'll show you someone who will not accomplish as much in life and for the ministry as those who do have a vision.
But how do we get a vision?
Well, you begin by dreaming, and we've got to understand where the dream comes from. And so many people are boastful in the vision, and my vision. No, it's God's vision, and we need to pray till we get that vision. And Jeremiah tells us, a scripture we all use for many talking about the lost and many things, where it says that, you know, God's plan for our life is good and not evil. It involves a future and a hope. So that's the vision God has for us. I really believe that. The plan of God is the vision of God.
Yeah.
And you begin to pray. I suggest you get along with God in a place where you can just meditate.
Mm-hmm.
And out of your own spirit, that sanctified imagination, begin to believe that God's dropping that dream into your heart. And then consequently, you begin to write out the vision that the dream brings into your heart. So it's really very simple. If a person will just be conscientious about it and be determined they're going to hear from God. And, you know, in the beginning, you may not hear from God that much. I mean, you know, you can't just sit down and say, okay, here goes. I mean, sometimes God moves very quickly in that way, but sometimes you just have to keep praying it through until you have a breakthrough in that prayer time.
So I believe, and you believe, I know that a dream is birthed out of a life of prayer. I know that you are a man of prayer. So consequently, people that do not pray, they kind of work up something in their mind, I guess, which is a very dangerous thing.
Yes, it is. And when it comes out of our own ambition, our own desire within ourself, then God's not obligated to support it. But when it's the vision of God, then God does support it. And that's a very important thing. This is why some people run aground with trying to come up with a vision or a dream. But when he gives it to you, then he supports that which he drops into your heart. So that's important to understand as well. It's got to be God, and it only comes through the power of prayer and that sanctified imagination, as I said a moment ago.
Yeah. Now, if a person has a dream, a vision, and it's about 10 or 12 pages long, then what do they do with that to make it, because I know they're to make it plain. How do they confine that?
Well, they have to condense it and get maybe the important parts out of it. And God, will give them the important parts. And if he does give them a 12-page vision or dream, and that comes to them, then they need to keep praying for God to help them condense that to where they can reach others. Again, you just made reference to it in the book of Habakkuk. It says that write the vision, make it plain upon tables or tablets so that those that read it can run with you to see it fulfilled. And then he said, though it tarries, wait for it. Wait for it. Two of the most important things in developing the dream and vision is patience and faith. Patience and faith. Yeah. I can't say that enough.
Yeah.
Because that's so vital indeed.
Yeah.
And then it goes on and tells us we're to wait for it, though it tarries, it shall surely come. And then it says the just shall live by his faith.
Yeah.
So those two together, faith and also patience. I always say that faith is the bridge that crosses the divide or the river, but patience is the columns that holds it up.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I agree with that, and I know that you have certainly cast your vision several times in my journey there with Trinity Church International. And through your vision, the church has grown, expanded. It's had worldwide influence. I know that Trinity Church has birthed a lot of churches in different places in the world, and used to have a world conference that I ministered at every year. It was fantastic. So I know that we pray, and then we get a vision, we write it down, make it plain, and then other people run with your vision. And I believe that's a tremendous key, a tremendous success. But I know that your longevity there as pastor of that great church has made the difference, because I know that you just can't do something like that overnight. And what you have done has been, you built the foundation of prayer. And I've just found that so many pastors, they start their church praying, but eventually they turn aside from that. So all these years since 1987, what's that's about 28 years, you've been praying daily there. And so how do you keep the momentum going? How do you keep doing it?
Well, one of the keys, of course, we're doing something we do every year right now, and that's have 21 days of prayer and fasting every year to get direction for the new year. And I made reference a moment ago that my son has come back working with me now, and he has actually stepped things up in the area of prayer. And like I said a moment ago, we have corporate prayer in the morning, corporate prayer at noon, and then encourage people to pray in between, and and keep it going in that way. But he also has developed a vision now on having 300 people a day in prayer, in corporate prayer. And so we get a count, you know, and we shoot for that 300 a day. And so that's an exciting thing, too, but we keep it before the people. And that's the key. A lot of times pastors will mention a prayer they're going to be praying, or even an individual who sets out on their own to have the prayer life.
Yeah.
They'll begin to pray, but you still got to stay with it. You got to be consistent. I believe consistency is a missing element in so many, many prayer times for people. And for the church, you just keep it before them. Keep talking to them about prayer and the power of prayer, and people will rally to that. And you got to have special times, like emphasizing we're looking for 300 on Wednesday morning. Mm-hmm. Would you come join us? That type of thing.
Yeah.
And people pray.
I think one of the major reasons I've been successful is because you've led the way. You go out and pray, and the leadership come and pray. I don't believe it's an option to them. If they're going to be a leader in the church, then they come and pray.
Yes. Yes, that's true. And we've just installed new elders and new deacons in the life of the church. And one of the key elements in the qualifying process is they've got to be a person of prayer. They've got to be there. They've got to be in those prayer sessions. That's vital.
Well, I believe it's the key, because I've led prayer over the years, many years, and some churches I've gone to over the years, the leaders would not come. And I think that, of course, that other people look and they say, well, the leaders aren't here. They're not required to come. And I think eventually the lights go out. But I've been so encouraged to know that there's no other church in America that has been as consistent as getting the vision of early morning prayer, which I still believe. I've been in California and teaching about this. I still believe in early morning prayer, and I believe it works individually, and I believe it works corporately. And then out of that, as we pray, there's dreams and visions that come forth. And so I'm very thankful to have you on and your leadership. You're one of the great leaders in America. And if any pastor would like to have you in, now that you've turned most of the responsibilities over to your son, they would be so tremendously blessed to have Tom Peters come and minister on prayer, minister on dreams and visions. And you're just a great pastor. I do want to wish you and your wife, Mary Ann, a happy anniversary.
Well, thank you so much.
You thought I'd forgotten about you.
I thought you had forgotten. Yeah.
Well, why don't you pray? Why don't you pray for some of these pastors or church leaders in particular that says, I would like to have a praying church. And, you know, I'm here on BPN Radio. I'm now calling for 1,000 prayer centers in 1,000 cities in America. And I believe that most of those, of course, should be churches. And so when we're not praying, we open ourselves up to a lot of things. So if you could give an encouraging word and just say a prayer, however you want to pray it, I would be delighted for you to do that.
Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. Thank you, Lord, for this time. First of all, thank you for Dale Gentry Ministries, Dale and Jean, and the fact that they've never given up on prayer. And they continue to emphasize it. Thank you that we have a place we can tune it in. Lord, I was reading this morning the prayer on my phone that Brother Dale sends out, and it's touched my heart as he talked about abortion and kept referring to the little children. He said, little one, little one, little one, speaking to those children that were yet in the womb. And Lord, it's so vital that we understand how important it is. We understand that our churches need revival. They need another spiritual awakening. Yeah. Nothing will do it like the power of prayer.
That's right.
And we also know our nation is desperately and needs a move of God.
Yes.
And so praying for the nation, praying against abortion and all the various things that are happening now. Yeah. That we see going on in our world and in our nation.
Yeah.
So, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would begin to stir the hearts of pastors.
Yeah.
We understand, and church leaders, we understand there will be no move of God in our nation without praying churches.
That's right. That's right.
When we have strong churches, then we'll have a strong, first of all, when we have strong families that pray, we'll have strong churches that pray. And then when we have strong churches that pray, we'll have a strong nation, and we'll have godly leaders giving oversight to our nation. So, Lord, we failed in areas, the body of Christ, but we just believe that there's a fresh stirring going on now, a move of God happening in the lives of pastors and church leaders all over America and around the world. There are people that are seeking the face of God. We believe that.
Yes, we do.
And we lay hold to your promises. Stir the hearts of men of God and women of God to continue to pray, not only to start praying, but continue to pray.
Yes.
And let them move in faith, knowing that faith is the very key to getting to the heart of God, because without faith, it's impossible to please the Lord.
That's right.
So we thank you, Lord, that by faith and then patience is just as vital as faith is, that the two of them together will work a work and a miracle in our lives and in our ministries.
Yes.
So we thank you for stirring the hearts of pastors, men and women of God,
yes,
people all over our nation and world that will grab a hold of the dream and vision and begin to lead their churches in prayer. And as a result of that, we'll be so careful to give you all the praise, all the glory and the honor for everything that is accomplished. We thank you for it. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen and amen. Well, thank you, Pastor Tom Peters, the most consistent man in prayer that I know in America, and the most consistent church as far as scheduling and just praying, just doing it morning after morning after morning. So I know that you have at least 6 days a week of prayer. And if people wanted to get hold of prayer, you know, just make a trip to Trinity Church International in Lake Worth, Florida, or if you'd like to contact Pastor Tom Peters, how can people get a hold of you? Just on the church website, or how can they reach you?
Yeah, they can reach me on the church website. Of course, I can give my email address.
Okay.
If they'd like to do that, it's peters.tom@tcimail.org. One more time, peters.tom@tcimail.org.
Okay. Okay. And if they didn't get that down, they can just contact me here at BPN Radio, and I can pass that along. Well, I really appreciate having you on today. You're a tremendous blessing to my life, and my relationship with you has been invaluable. Well, our relationship with you and your wife, Mary Ann, Jean, and we just love you guys, wonderful friends, and you've been a true example of a godly man, a godly leader. And I just thank God for you. And I just know that there may be some younger pastors or some other pastors that really would like to have a vision set in. And you have so much to give, so much to offer, if they would like to have you come and minister to their church. I know it would be a tremendous blessing. Thank you for being on BPN Radio today.
Thank you for having me, Dale. I appreciate it. Appreciate your ministry.
All right. Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Well, what a privilege it is to have my longtime friend, Dr. Tom Peters, pastor of the great church in Lake Worth, Florida, a suburb of West Palm Beach, Trinity Church International. My, what an incredible man of God. I trust that you've been blessed. I trust that you have been helped today. As we pray, I just want to remind you that you're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Dale Gentry here. At this time, anytime, 24 hours a day, around the globe and around the clock. And if you would like to donate to this broadcast, you can do so by going to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. And there is a donate button there at the bottom of the website. And you can also, while you're there, put in a prayer request. Just click on the prayer request, and we will be praying for you. Submit that. We'll be praying for you. And speaking of prayer requests, we are going to be praying for some needs right now that have been sent in to us every day. We do not have the time every day to do this, but today it's a tremendous opportunity to be able to pray for some following people. If you would pray with me, would you pray for Pastor Bob Schaefer, who needs healing, Kingfisher, Oklahoma, my wonderful prayer partner and friend, Bob Schaefer. And I want us to pray right now for Wendy, who wrote the following prayer request. She said, please pray. This lady said, please pray for my friend Wendy. She and her husband have been trying for 3 years to have a baby. She's undergoing a treatment Friday. This is their last hope. They're all praying for a miracle. We're going to set ourselves in agreement right now for Wendy, because we believe that it is the will of God that every woman has children to be fruitful and to multiply. and for no woman to be barren. So we break the spirit of barrenness off of Wendy, who's going for that test Friday, undergoing treatment. We pray for this treatment, but we pray for something supernatural to happen to Wendy's womb. We also pray for every other woman here on BPN Radio that's listening that has not been able to get pregnant. And I know that it's a tremendous challenge in life when a woman desires to have a baby and she seemingly cannot get pregnant. So many women aborting their babies, and yet so many women wanting a baby and they seemingly can't get pregnant. So we pray for them. We pray in Jesus' name that they will become pregnant and bring forth the children. So we pray for Wendy and those others that are in that category today. Virginia wrote the following prayer request. Please agree with me for divine direction for my family ministerial calling, for financial breakthrough, open doors for every project we have and pending contracts. Also for cars to be sold urgently, son scholarship to be released, her children to draw more closer to God, make the right choices in their relationship, and also her husband needs prayer. So, Father, we just agree with Virginia. I just pray that revival will come to her home, and that you would minister to her and her husband and minister to her family. And I thank you for people that are agreeing with me right now in prayer here on BPN Radio for Virginia. Here is a request from Christopher, and he said there's been a pro-Islam fundraiser that's been going on in Garland Independent School District to help them establish a media center to combat so-called Islamophobia, or in other words, Americans telling the truth about murderous Islam. And so he's very disturbed about that. Of course, we do know that Islam is making tremendous inroads into our public school system, and where Christianity has been taken out, prayer's been taken out, teaching in the Bible's been taken out. In most cases, in most instances, we know that Islam is making great strides, is making great entrances into our public school system, which tells me that more and more Christian schools are going to be opening, and more people are going to begin to homeschool their children. I know my son now has a basketball program in the South Austin homeschool people, and that movement is growing because so many people do not want their children to be taught about Islam and under the guise of not being having Islamophobia or some other thing. So, Father, I pray in Jesus' name. I agree with Christopher concerning the concern all across America, the spread of the teaching of Islam. And we know that is in direct contradiction to the Holy Scriptures, the way that we want our children to be taught, trained. And so we know there is a war against Christianity in America. We ask God for your help. We need your help today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I just declare that the Lord is surrounding us today. Surrounding us today. Karen wrote the following prayer request for prayer for financial provision, clarity and direction, next steps to take, and for employment opportunities. And we do want to pray for Karen and her finances. And we want to pray especially for those people out in West Texas in particular that are losing their jobs. That is in the Midland-Odessa area, where the price of a barrel of oil continues to decrease. Many people are being laid off out in West Texas who have been so dependent on the oil industry. And we know at your gas tank, many of you are rejoicing at the savings. But at the same time, we know that for the economy of America, it's not good. Not good, particularly people that depend on the oil industry. So we pray for those in West Texas in particular, and those in other places that are depending on the oil industry. And we just ask that God helps you, and we pray that there will be the price of a barrel of oil will actually go up. It may not be good for some of you individually, but for the economy right now, when you see a gasoline at these low of a prices, you know that it's beginning to hurt the economy of America. So we pray in Jesus' name for the American economy, and that we will not be codependent on foreign oil. We will not be codependent on the monetary systems of other nations of the world. I just know that God is with us. My spiritual grandson Leland's written a song entitled Christ All Around Us. I just think right now we just need to realize that God is with us. We must know that His presence is with us. I just believe that we need to encourage each other and allow the Holy Spirit to encourage us right now at this very moment in time. And just believing that Christ is all around us. Here's Leland.
As I rise, strength of God, go before, lift me up. As I wake, eyes of God, look upon.
regardless of what situation is going on in your life, I'm here to tell you that Christ is all around you. He's in front of you. He's behind you. He is over you, under you, wherever you are, whatever situation you may be going through. I declare in Jesus' name that the Lord is with you. He has promised not to leave you or forsake you, but to go all the way with you, even to the end of the world. So, what a tremendous privilege it is to be able to have you listening today here on BPN Radio. I would like to remind you one announcement that on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, April 9 through 11, I'm calling prayer leaders together. Are those of you that's going to be prayer leaders here on the Breakout Prayer Network? If you're going to be a prayer leader or you are a prayer leader, we're going to have information, instructions, and impartation 3 days here in Austin, Texas. I'm going to be giving you more information about that, but that's the BPN Prayer Leaders Gathering, April 9 through 11, giving a 911 call, April 9 through 11, Thursday night through Saturday noon in Austin, Texas, and I will be here. Some others will be here. It's going to be a great time as we set things in motion for active prayer leaders or people that's planning on becoming a prayer leader. Thank you so very, very much for praying with us today. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn, and we'll be back at this same time tomorrow, or actually anytime. Thanks for listening and praying with us today.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.